This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Shack and Trip Rogers.
An exciting week of football coming your way in week 11. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. I'm Mike Shack, he's Trip Rogers, and we thank you for making us a part of your weekend. One local in action for the remainder of this week, as we saw the Philadelphia Eagles kick off Thursday night football against Washington. The New York Giants are on a bye, and boy, do they need to retool following that loss in Germany. We'll talk about that shortly, but first, the New York Jets. They tangle with Indianapolis today at 1 p.m. Surprisingly, this was the Sunday night game until the league flexed Cincinnati and the Los Angeles Chargers to Sunday Night Football. And despite a disastrous 3-7 start for the New York Jets, they're still holding hope. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers said this past week, "We've got to hold on to that beautiful thing in life called hope. We're not mathematically eliminated and there's a lot to play for." But certainly, I mean, last week was just an absolute embarrassment, losing 31-6. To the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, I said last week, Trip, this could be a trap game for the Jets, but I didn't think it was going to be a blowout game for the Jets.
There's a trap, and then there's going off the cliff.
Yeah.
And I think the Jets went off the cliff. Listen, let's be realistic here. Aaron Rodgers is not the Aaron Rodgers of the days of Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers looks very old very quickly. This year, the New York Jets put a lot of stock into this being the year. This is a franchise that has won one Super Bowl. That was back in 1969. They have not been to the playoffs since 2010. This is the longest streak currently in the NFL. Problem with the Jets is, first they wanted to blame the head coach, Robert Saleh. How's that working out for you? He was at fault. Yeah, let's point that finger at him. You got rid of him. You then changed offensive coordinators. You put Hackett out to pasture to a certain extent. How's that working? You traded for Devontae Adams. How's that working out for you? This has been a year to forget for the Jets. And if you thought last year was a year to forget, this year is a year to forget. Every time the Giants do something stupid, I say, wait 5 minutes. The New York Jets will do something even stupider. And it always works out that way. And as bad as things are for the Giants, and we'll get to them in a minute, I got a lot of problems with you guys. The Jets, I think, are an even bigger disappointment because there was so much expected of them this year. Coming off of last year, where Aaron Rodgers hurt four plays into the season. This was a year they thought they were going to do well. Aaron Rodgers does not look good. Has not looked good. And Aaron Rodgers looks like an old man. Now, Aaron Rodgers says he wants to come back next year. Okay, how is that going to change things? I ask the question simply because I don't think it's going to.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change it either. I mean, got to look at who's going to be coaching the Jets. Certainly, I don't think it's going to be Jeff Ulbrich. There's your wild card situation. Maybe a different coach, maybe a different mindset could turn things around. But again, Rodgers is, he's up there in age and he's bruised, he's battered. He's almost looking like the days that Brett Favre, when he was playing, the end of his career. Some good moments, but there's a lot of bad moments right now going on with the New York Jets. Certainly, they've had 10 days to prepare last week for that game. They were just flat out embarrassed. And team-wide disaster, really can't blame anybody if everybody's to blame. But if you really want to take a look at one big play that I really think changed the whole game, Sauce Gardner whiffing on Trey McBride. The score was 14-6 at that point. And a stop for the Jets defense would have helped out. And instead, they're down by two scores. And I think that's where they went off the rails, so to speak. So it's not all Aaron Rodgers. There's mistakes on everywhere. And we're going to talk about the Giants, where it's really not all Daniel Jones making the errors, too. He's a lot of the problem, but it's not all Daniel Jones. As we shift our way to the New York Giants, yes, you are listening to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. I got to say, the German pretzels looked a lot better than the New York Giants last week. And that's really a problem. I mean, I'm talking about Daniel Jones making those errors, and yeah, he's been inconsistent throughout this season. He made some early mistakes, which really upset his coach, and rightfully so. But, you know, it's funny because the Giants actually had a chance in this game. The game goes to overtime. Basically, Carolina just puts on a prevent defense. The Giants come back. They go to overtime, and then you have Tyrone Tracy fumbling the ball. Daniel Jones didn't make the crucial mistake this time. Yeah, he didn't help with his early mistakes, but then helped the team come back, so to speak. So, like I said with Aaron Rodgers, it's not all him. It's not all Daniel Jones. It's the cast of characters that are making the flubs.
Again, I am a passionate fan of the New York Football Giants, but I think what really got to me was last weekend, there was a graphic. The Giants now own the number one pick in the NFL draft. That, to me, is absolutely atrocious. This is a team that allowed themselves to be featured on an off-season Hard Knocks. And it's almost like it's the Keystone Cops. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll come off of that looking awful. This is a team whose biggest problem has been their offensive line. And in the draft, did they address that problem? No. What happened to drafting a lineman in the sixth or seventh round? That would be somebody you could stash. They've had more line injuries. It's been awful. You draft a playmaker, Malik Nabers can't do it himself. You end up with maybe one of the steals of the draft with Tyrone Tracy. Unfortunately, he fumbled on Sunday and that cost him the game, but that's beside the point. Yet your favorite whipping boy is Daniel Jones. And on this Hard Knocks, they said, well, I don't know. Well, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's $40 million. Yeah, you got to make financial decisions. And one of the worst financial decisions the Giants ever made was to give money to Daniel Jones. He's done nothing to earn that money. Now the problem is the Giants are stuck with Daniel Jones. While a lot of people feel Daniel Jones is a problem and you need to replace him at quarterback, I'm going to disagree. I don't think Jones is the problem. Now, a lot of people are pointing to this bye week this week as the week you put up or shut up. And it's time to make a move with the bye and get Daniel Jones, put him on the sidelines, and sit him because of the fact you do not want him to get injured. If he gets injured, he is going to cripple your cap space. But the problem with that is, does Drew Lock give you a better chance to win the next two games or the next three or four games? No. Does Tommy DeVito give you a chance to win the next three or four games? No. Does Daniel Jones give you a chance? Yeah. And I think one of the things that I'm thinking about at this point, do you want to toss the towel in on the season? I think it's too early to toss the towel in. So that's why I don't think the Giants will make a move and bench Daniel Jones right now. Now, they play Tampa Bay next week. I don't think they're going to win that game. Tampa Bay is a much better team. Then they play Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Do I think they can beat Dallas? Dallas is even worse shape than the Giants are. But I don't think you win that game if you switch quarterbacks. Now, if you're losing against the Dallas Cowboys, I think you pull Daniel Jones at that point and you put Drew Lock in. You got nothing to lose. But I hate to say it. The Giants are on track for the number one pick in the draft. Why are you going to stick with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll? I'm sorry. I know John Mara said we're not going to make any changes. But no, I disagree. And I'm going to say this. If you're going to move on, do it now. John Mara should pick up the phone and call his buddy Bill Belichick. Belichick was with the Giants. I think you call Bill and say, hey, Bill, let you run football operations. All I ask is that maybe you coach a season or two, bring all your guys in. It can't get any worse. What was the line from Christmas Vacation? We're on the depths of hell. That's what the Giants are. Number one pick. Let Bill Belichick coach the last few games of the year. You know Daniel Jones is done. So, all right, you sit him. That's fine. But I don't think the Giants are the worst team in football. Granted, they are getting a number one pick. But you've got some pieces. You've got a decent defense. You've got Malik Nabers, who is pretty good. You've got Tyrone Tracy, who's turned out to be really good. All you need to do, you need a quarterback. Well, that's a foregone conclusion. You'll draft them in the draft. And you got to get some offensive linemen. But you can get them. You are headed for the number one pick. And those two games over 5 days, I think Daniel Jones gives you the best chance to win. But let's say you don't win those games. I think at that point you say, thank you, Joe Shane. Thank you, Brian Daboll. Checks at the door. Goodbye. Get out. Mm-hmm. Your key card doesn't work. But don't do it unless you make a phone call. Don't do what the Jets did. The Jets got rid of their coach, and they had no backup plan.
Let's go around the NFL.
Changes going on around the NFL. The Chicago Bears, they're making changes at offensive coordinator with rookie quarterback Caleb Williams regressing. Shane Waldron was fired this past week. Thomas Brown takes over as offensive coordinator. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, he'll have season-ending surgery after suffering a partially torn hamstring, completing 64% of his passes for close to 2,000 yards. They are 9-9 without Prescott. So the season, you'd have to say, is pretty much over for Dallas. The NFL is going to expand its series to 8 games next season, and they're eyeing a game either in Sydney or Melbourne, Australia, as early as 2026, as well as pondering the future of playing the Pro Bowl games at some point down under in the future. Indianapolis Colts, they're going to be turning back to Anthony Richardson as their number one quarterback for the remainder of the season. And I believe that that is the correct move for Indianapolis, considering Joe Flacco really just not getting the job done.
Colin Cowherd made a great point. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers looking old, Joe Flacco looking old. The magic was not there. You could tell that after that first start. You know, 3 quarters in, he was done. And that is the right move for Indianapolis. It gives you the best chance to win. Hopefully, Anthony Richardson will learn from this benching.
Looking fresh? The Fantasy Sultans. We always have the fresh takes, and we'll talk about that coming up in our fantasy segment. It is Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
To it keeps. Fires. Touchdown, Miami. Tyreek Hill.
Hurts is going to plunge across for another Eagles touchdown.
You shining brighter like Rihanna.
St. Brown on the edge. Got blockers. Open Ross. St. Brown. Touchdown.
Jackson running around. Little jump pass, touchdown, Bateman.
And this time they're going to waltz in with Connor. And the Cardinals making their early statement.
Baby, come on, tell me what you like every night.
Wilson hooks a pass, looking, end zone. George Pickens climbs the ladder for the touchdown.
Carr steps up, back of the end zone, and there he is again. New Orleans falling in love with Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Together, here's Purdy, looking to rip it.
Oh, good catch and throw, it's Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall trying to beat his man in the end zone, and he is in.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans dish out their imports and exports and offer substitutes for bi-week replacements and pick an exciting week of games, our weekly pick-ems, all that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. It's Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. You know, Tripp, as we head into the second half of the NFL season, and now that we're more than halfway through the fantasy season, we have to take a look at the players who are fantasy gold. And last week, some fireworks between the Cincinnati Bengals and Baltimore Ravens. Those two teams combined to score 69 points. Joe Burrow threw for 400 yards, and Ja'Marr Chase caught 250 of those yards. So if you had both of those players, you scored over 100 points from those two alone. Likewise with the combo of Lamar Jackson and Ja'Marr Chase. Right now, those two are in the top three in points scored. Derrick Henry is third. Also performing well, Josh Allen, Alvin Kamara, Jaden Daniels, Saquon Barkley, and we saw that Thursday night battle between Washington and Philadelphia, top of their division. Who would have expected Washington to be the team that, you know, I don't think anybody expected that.
Chicago making the move and getting rid of Shane Waldron. I think it's interesting that the number one pick overall was Caleb Williams. He struggled. And the number two pick was Jaden Daniels. Well, Washington blew out everybody. Dan Quinn has come in. It's a whole new regime. They got a new breath of fresh air. They've got some good players there. I think that speaks volumes. Eberflus is playing for his job. But again, I think there are a number of coaches that are coaching for their lives. I think you're going to have unprecedented turnover this year. And as I said in the last segment, the Giants are going to do it. Do it now. Let's get going early. Let's get an early start, because I'm sorry. A part of me would like to see Daboll come back, but I don't see how you can fire the GM and not fire the coach, or fire the coach and not fire the GM, because you've got the number one pick in the draft. This is not the season Giants fans signed up for. Fantasy-wise, though, I mean, we got to move on to fantasy, and I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. If you were playing against Ja'Marr Chase or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow, oh boy, you had a rough go last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think teams who had both of those players, obviously we said it, scoring 100 points, you think they scored close to 200 or even top 200 points? That might be a record in fantasy football for total points scored.
Yes, you're right about the record, because I think Chase did set it, because I saw on, I think it was Yahoo, he had 86 points.
Yeah.
You know, but I was going against Lamar, Buddy Caddy Bob, and I came back and won that game. Now, I don't know if that speaks well of my management or Bob's lack of management. It's luck. Yeah. And you keep saying this, but I think it needs to be repeated on this show. Fantasy football, some skill, some luck. You got to have some luck. The two of us, you know, in one league, I'm riding on top, you're on the bottom. What's the difference? I've been very lucky. You have not. But that's the way it is. Hopefully, we can help you become luckier, because we will advise you of imports, exports. Hall of Famer, why don't you lead us off?
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer exporter, okay?
Yeah, I was just going to say there's some luck involved with picking up players on the waiver wire, too. Some work out, some don't. How about running back Kyren Williams, though? He's a must-start for the Los Angeles Rams. 15 carries, 62 yards last week. A rough outing against Miami, but Sean McVay has shown no hesitancy in pounding the rock with both Williams, and unlike many other teams, the Rams are not going to spread the ball around like they do. So we know it's going to be a heavy dose of Kyren Williams. So he's a player that you definitely want to start. How about Miami tight end Jonnu Smith getting the job done? At least 6 targets in 4 straight games and double-digit points. The Dolphins meet up with Las Vegas this week, and the Raiders have been one of the worst teams in defending the tight end position. Definitely some upside there. Finally, a defense you want to start, the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings have been one of the league's best defenses this season. They have a chance to dominate once again when they take on Tennessee this week. Will Levis, the Titans offense, 3 times this season, 250 yards or less. This could very well be the 4th time this season that that happens. Moving on to the exports, I've got one for you. One that, well, you're sitting him this week either way, but I think you're sitting him down the line too, and that's Devin Singletary for the New York Giants. It just hasn't been enough consistency. Tyrone Tracy is the guy. He was the backup for the Giants. Well, now it's more the lead back. 100 yards last week in Germany. Had a fumble at a crucial time in the game, so we're going to see rookie-like things from him. But Devin Singletary, just inconsistent, and I want to see more performance from other players, so that's why he is not a player you want to start in the future.
And that was the prime pickup for the running backs for the Giants last year by Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Okay, import exports for me. First off, import the Gus Bus. We're riding the Gus Bus with the Chargers. Gus Edwards is back. I think he's a guy who, if he's available in your league, and he's available in a lot of leagues because people have given up on the Gus Bus, he is somebody who is going to get a lot of red zone carries. He's somebody that can help you down the stretch. And we mentioned it on our Fantasy Sultans podcast. You know, we're now in the home stretch. This is week 11, and you've got basically 2 or 3 weeks left in the regular season, and then it's playoff time. So if you want to win in the playoffs, you've got to get your ducks in a row, as the old saying goes. By the way, I meant to mention, buys this week are Arizona, Carolina, the Giants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And by the way, the Giants and Buccaneers play next week. I don't know if that'll mean anything. Okay, another import I've got this week is John Mechie for Houston. First of all, those uniforms last week were god-awful.
Terrible.
But Mechie showed he's got some trust. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to have a lot of chances with Nico Collins coming back and, of course, Tank Dell. But Dell's got some injuries, and Nico Collins, you never know. It's a back issue. So John Metchie could be a guy who could help you down the stretch. I'm going to go with one export, and the export is quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Jacksonville, basically at this point, is playing out the string. This has been a hugely disappointing year. I think this is going to cost Doug Peterson his job. I don't see how they can recover off of this one. Trevor Lawrence, they have a bye next week. He could come back week 13, but it's a shoulder injury. It's a guy you sunk a lot of money into. I think they're going to shut it down because I just don't think it's going to happen, which will lead me to one of my twofers coming up next week. In fact, I guess we go to the twofers right now.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
Number one, I want to look at the Bears offense, see if anything's different. Caleb Williams is the guy, but you kind of wonder, rumblings coming out of Chicago that people are not enamored with Caleb Williams at quarterback, and they think possibly he should have sat down. I don't know. I'll be curious to see how the Bears do this week. The other thing I'm going to watch, and I mentioned Jacksonville, I want to see Mac Jones. Mac Jones was kind of run out of New England. I'll be curious to see if he can do something. This is Mac Jones' last stand, because I got news for you. The next move, you're gone. He could be a backup, but he's got to show something, I think, this week, if he's going to remain the starting quarterback for Jacksonville, or else they're going to go to the third string.
All right, I'll give you two to watch. That's Khalil Herbert, running back in Cincinnati. Herbert led all backs with yardage in 2022. There's no guarantee that he could carve out a role with the Bengals, but there's certainly opportunity with Zach Moss on injured reserve. Another player, wide receiver, Marquez Valdez-Scantling in New Orleans. There's a player we haven't heard in a minute. He took advantage, though, of the situation last week with the Saints receiver room being injured. 5 targets, 3 catches, 109 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That all came in the second quarter. That kind of performance, that's not going to be expected to repeat, but certainly he's a player to watch. There's a change of guard there. Derek Carr looking a little bit better, too, so he's one you want to watch.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go!
Got some good games this week, some exciting games.
Get our lines from foxsports.com. All right, first off, again, the Giants are on bye, and the Eagles played on Thursday, so we only have one local going this afternoon. We'll get to that in just a second. Baltimore is at Pittsburgh. The Steelers are a 3-point choice in this game. Baltimore coming off a huge win over Cincinnati. Pittsburgh continues to surprise people. I was surprised that they won last week. Russell Wilson enjoying a career resurgence. They're a 3-point choice here. I'll take Pittsburgh in the upset. I think Baltimore, I'm not necessarily ready to anoint them as the team in the AFC. They're good, but I don't think they're the team. I think Pittsburgh wins this game.
Well, interestingly enough, Pittsburgh might be the best team in the AFC North, but they haven't played a division game at all this year.
I know, that's the weird thing about
into
this.
The season. They have not played a division game. That's very rare in the NFL. I don't even think that's even happened. So this is kind of a true test for Pittsburgh, and I think the game changer is going to be Derrick Henry, and it all rides with him. If he can get it done for Baltimore, they win. I'm going to go for Baltimore.
The NYJ host the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts going back to Anthony Richardson. Jets are a 4-point choice. I don't know. The Jets at home, but I think Richardson maybe will have learned a lesson. I think Indianapolis is better. I think they're within the spread. I don't think the Jets beat them. I think Indianapolis wins this game outright. I'll take the dog.
Yeah, the Jets just struggling if they can't beat Arizona. Now, Arizona's been a hot team, but Indianapolis coming off a 3-game losing streak, something's got to give at that point. I'm going to agree with you and take them.
All right, we go to another game, which is kind of interesting. You talk about NFC West battle. You've got the San Francisco 49ers. They're at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks have surprised folks this year. The 49ers, a 6.5-point favorite in the game. I don't know. I think that's a little high, even though Christian McCaffrey is back in the lineup and the San Francisco offense looked a little better that last week. I don't think Seattle is a touchdown plus underdog in this game. I think Seattle covers. 49ers win, but I don't think they cover 6.5.
I'm going to say it's all about the defense that gets it done and creates the turnover. So I'm going to go with the 49ers.
The game of the weekend is the Bills and Kansas City. This is in Buffalo. -2.5 points for the Bills. Kansas City, the last unbeaten team. They're doing it every which way but loose, smoke and mirrors. Last week, the blocked field goal at the end. I like the Bills, but the Bills have got to get past the Kansas City voodoo. I mean, Kansas City has owned them. Patrick Mahomes has owned them. The Bills are 2.5-point choice. Ah, give me the home team. I'll take the Bills.
Well, this is a big game for Buffalo because if by chance they do beat the Chiefs, it's going to be a closer matchup. They definitely need that home field advantage if they want to move on against Kansas City. That's been the problem with the Buffalo Bills.
The Sunday night game, and this is also a good one too. Cincinnati is at the LA Chargers. The Chargers are 1.5-point favorites. Listen, I like a lot. I think the Bengals offense has finally did well last week. They showed me a lot in that Thursday night loss in Baltimore. The defense, not so much for Cincinnati. I think the Chargers are turning the culture around. I see the Cincinnati winning this game. Cincinnati really needs this game if they have any hopes of getting back on track and getting into the playoff picture.
I think this game comes down to strength versus strength. You've got Joe Burrow versus the Chargers defense. I say the LA defense is going to be able to keep Cincinnati in check. I'm going to go with Los Angeles giving the points.
And the Monday night game is the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Houston Texans. It's a battle of Texas. The Texans are a 7.5-point choice. This Dallas team is god-awful. Dak Prescott gone for the year. They looked absolutely abysmal last week against the Eagles. I don't see them looking any better on Monday night. The only saving grace is that Dallas, I think, has a winnable game on Thanksgiving against the Giants because Giants can't seem to beat anybody. I will take Houston in this game, covering 7.5 points.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see Trey Lance in this game at some point. I think Houston goes big.
I agree. And Trey Lance, I think, gives Dallas an opportunity to win more so than Cooper Rush. I think Cooper Rush maybe last year was able to, but that Dallas line, I think, really is not going to give him the time he needs, whereas Trey Lance could be a little more mobile and could move the pocket.
I think an important point as we head into the stretch of the fantasy season is to stop holding on to some dead weight. Yeah, we're going to have underperforming players, but that's going to happen. You got to know when to cut them. And my rule is if they have not performed in the last month or so, chances are they're not going to put up the numbers that you're looking for down the line. It's all about the lineup decisions that separate the winners from the losers, roster management, educated decisions. Luckily, you have the Sultans, though, here to help you out each and every Sunday. We are here Sunday at noon. Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. We thank you for joining us as game time approaches. Like I said, we are here for you each and every week. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.